B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On Charlotte's number one in music station. We're Kiss 95.1, home of the Manny Roy the Ray Morning Show.
So I got to share with you guys that somebody asked me to MC an event for them. And it's like a mud race.
Okay. That's fun. I've hosted
those.
They are
fun, like a Spartan sprint or like a tough Marine mudder. Run. Yeah.
Right. So there's ways that people do things. People can go through the contact Kiss 95.1 and say, hey, we have this race. We'd like to advertise if, you know, with you. And maybe you could send the radio station out, you know, with the van, music, and maybe an MC. And then the promotions department will come to us and say, hey, Manny Roy, Loren, would you guys like to do this? That's part one of how radio works. Part two is you get somebody like this who's a friend of a friend who just goes, hey, Manny, I can pay you to do this. I can't pay the radio. I just don't have the money to pay the radio station to come out.
They're not really looking for a big advertising. They just need someone to host an event.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the radio station has no problem with us doing things on the side as long as we tell them what's going on, right? So this is it's a first time mud event in, I want to say, Monroe. And it's a friend of a friend. And the friend says, you know, this guy wants you to MC it, but he can't pay you. So would you be willing to take this instead? And I was like, what? What?
What was it? What did they want to trade?
Oh, my God.
They know a guy who knows a guy who can get the good oil for your vape pen.
Good oil?
Yeah. How about that? How about that? And I was like,
this is like an organization that wants you to do something professional, but they're like,
I know a guy.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah. This guy said, he goes, you got a vape pen? I go, no, I don't vape. What are you talking about? He goes, he wants to pay you with this oil.
What?
I go, I can go get CBD anywhere. He goes, no, it's not CBD. I was like,
I can't believe they offered that.
I know. I was like, well, you know, summer is coming. I do have a vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm a parent, for God's sakes.
Right, you have responsibility.
You know what I mean? So, what do I do?
So, when's the event? When do you start again?
Roy, I thought it was the strangest thing. I was like, so now I'm just going to say no because I think it's completely, like, if that's what they're offering to pay me with, how's the mud race going to be? What, are they going through a river?
Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Very earthy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, lots of
the guy wants to pay me with oils, and I go, well, I don't have a pen. What do? I have to go buy the pen now. Now all of a sudden, I'm down $20.
Yeah, you have to go buy all the product
Collect my payment. So he's like, all right, well, like, what about like if we got you a bottle of your favorite bourbon or something like that? You know,
oh, that's nice.
My mutual friend said, and I was like, all right, let me think about it. And then the date's like in July sometime, and it's a Saturday morning early. Mm-hmm. And what do? I get on the mic, and then all of a sudden they hand me the bottle of bourbon, and I go home.
Hey,
that's right.
You know, my wife isn't down with that. My wife likes the green, like everybody else in the world.
Well, we got bills, man.
We got bills.
Everyone's got bills.
And bourbon doesn't pay the bills. So I thought that was funny. Did anyone ever offer that to you guys?
No.
Right?
No.
Like
I can honestly say that.
But like think about it.
You know, I've had people that's like hit us up for, hey, can you give me tickets? I don't have money for tickets, but I'll pay you with this.
Or like, yes. Okay. I remember, I don't think it was here. It might have been in my other city that I worked at, and maybe in Memphis. Somebody's like, my dad owns a bakery, and I can get you hooked up with any cake or any like cupcakes that you want if you hook me up with the Justin Timberlake tickets or something.
Yeah, I've had that offer.
You're like, what? Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad offer.
I like cupcakes, but I don't know if the value's magic.
But then you feel stupid collecting, too. That's the other thing. Yeah. It's like the guy's going to hand me the whatever it is and be like, no, you know what, dude, keep it. It's
right.
It's all good. Maybe somebody else has been in that spot, though, where, like, somebody asked you for your service and wanted to trade out for something silly.
You, there's a whole Facebook group dedicated to, like, trades.
Yeah, I think that's what, like, all my dad does, by the way, because he does, like, contracting handiwork, and he always comes home with the stupidest crap. He's come home with, like, mopeds, motorcycles, tractors.
So he'll, like, fix a deck for a moped.
Right. And he's like, I'll just resell it and get my money. And I'm like, all right.
No lie, I have a neighbor, a girlfriend who's a neighbor, and she's having some construction done to her house, but they weren't going to pay their contractor. They gave him an old work truck for the work.
I think a lot of handymen do that because it helps benefit them in the long run. My dad's getting tools. Well, I remember one time he brought a big box of what he described to be elegant china. I don't know if it's the good stuff or not. But with you're talking about, we had probably 100 plates and cups and silverware for months until, like, every time anyone came over, Dad had, like, a thrift shop in the dining room. He's like, go in there and get whatever you want.
Like silverware.
Yeah. And, like, my cousins would come and take cups home.
Oh,
like,
that's funny.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man. You weren't paid in cash. What did they offer you? Let's talk with Sarah and Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So what job were you doing, and what did they offer to pay you?
So I was taking my friend to work in the morning, and she saw two pieces of furniture on this neighborhood we rode by. She wanted me to put them in my car, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm taking her to work, though, so that means I'm going to have to carry this in my car all day. And so
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Pick her up from work and then drop her off at home.
Right.
I mean, I did it. So I carried it all the way home. I was driving all day because I actually drive. I'm just glad nobody sat in the back seat because there was no room.
Yeah.
So I had them all day with me. I only had one person, so I kept driving everybody next to me. And, okay, I picked her up in the afternoon, took her home, and she took everything down. She said, oh, thank you so much for this. I'm going to give you extra. I'm like, cool. I'm going to get extra cash. So when she comes back out, I'm just, waiting. And she gives me green plantains.
I'm like,
yeah, we're Hispanic. We like green plantains, but I wasn't really doing it for green plantains. Yeah.
Right.
You were doing it for something else, Sarah. That was green.
Yeah.
I'll take some cash.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was offered. That's why we brought this up. Somebody wanted me to do MC a mud race for them, and they said that they didn't have the money to do it because it's the first time they're doing the race, but they wanted to know if I would do it for, like, oil that you put in a vape. What?
Let's talk with Jonathan in Indian Trail.
Hey, guys. So I had a bicycle back in college, a road bike that I was trying to sell on Craigslist, and it was up for a couple weeks. I got a buyer interested, and the day of, he emailed me and said, hey, something happened. I don't have cash. Would you be interested in a trade? And I thought, oh, what the heck? What do you have? And this guy owns a tattoo shop in Gastonia. And I had a drawing back in high school that I had already been contemplating getting tattooed, and I sent him it, and he said, yeah, I can do that. So I ended up trading a road bike worth probably $150 for a tattoo, and a pretty big rib tattoo.
Nice.
But I'm happy with it.
Nice, Jonathan.
It was a good tattoo. Okay.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
All right, let's talk with Ashley in Spartanburg.
Hey.
Hi, Ashley. So what did you trade in exchange for your services?
Well, I didn't trade it because it was pretty outrageous. My grandfather has beach houses, and I rent them out. And I have had people ask me if they can trade something for a couple of nights. And one was, I have somebody I know who sells pumpkins, and they were like, hey, I'll give you some pumpkins if you give me a discount on the beach house.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, oh, like, people who sell makeup, oh, I'll give you some makeup for a discount on the beach house. And I'm like,
that's not really how it works.
This is like a vacation. This is not like...
Right, you have to pay the mortgage on those beach houses and the electric and the keep up.
Yeah, like it's not like I just own this thing and I don't have to pay anything.
Could you imagine if you called your mortgage company and was like, hey, will you take makeup this month?
You know, October's right around the corner. How would you like 20 pumpkins? Right. The office would look great. Thanks, Ashley. Daniel and Hickory, we can't get to him, but he said origami for glassware.
Oh, we got a text message from a voice actor who got offered a Jimmy Buffett Christmas CD to do a local commercial.
That sounds like a win for to me.
That's great.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.